You can track us down anywhere you like these days. It's good business on the website, rsn.net.au, on the app, the RSN app, which you need to have downloaded if you haven't done that. Poor goodness me, you've got some work to do today. One little job for us to get that done today. And then you can have access to the interviews all day, every day, like the one we're about to have with Brett Druitt, Australian pro golfer who won his first tournament across the weekend on the Korn Ferry Tour and his 116th start on Father's Day, if you don't mind. He joins us on the line. Brett, well done. G'day.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank now, it's been a while coming, Brett. It's been a while coming. What was it like that moment?
Oh, it was one of relief, I think. You know, it's been since 2014 when I won in China, since I got my other win. So, yeah, I think there was definitely a lot of relief.
And then I saw the much publicised little 3-footer, 4-footer for the win on the 18th green, a little fist pump. Did you think about maybe going a bit more over the top? The little fist pump was quite subdued, really, when you come to think of it.
Well, I hadn't won yet, so I couldn't go too crazy. There was a guy playing behind me who could birdie the last and to force a playoff. So I didn't want to get ahead of myself, definitely.
So that it was
a lot more celebrations going on once I knew he missed the putt.
What about the celebration post? Because it's a bit of a different world we live in these days. Did you get a chance to let your hair down a bit?
I just went back to the house I was staying at and had a couple of beers. And I got another tournament this week, so I didn't want to go too crazy. But I got a week off next week, and I'll get back down to Florida with my wife and my little baby, and probably have a little bit more of a celebration down there. Definitely.
Brett, it's an extraordinary story considering just if you look at this year, how many times you've played. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, it's 13 consecutive tournaments or maybe even 13 consecutive weeks that you've played?
Yeah, I think it's like 12 or 13. I haven't taken a break since we've come back after the COVID quarantine over here, and to be honest, I hadn't been making too many weekends, but I didn't really feel like I played too much golf. And, you know, I was just lucky enough. My wife let me stay out on the road and to keep playing. And, you know, I guess the hard work has paid off with all these missed opportunities, but, you know, it's good to finally get it.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's relentless being on tour. And the Korn Ferry Tour, it's not all the excitement that a lot of people think it is, but just to keep sort of fronting up every week and just trying to get better. How tough is that grind?
It's not easy. Definitely when things aren't going well, you got to stick to your process. You know, the results might not be going your way, but you got to stick to it. And, you know, that's probably the hardest part. Like, I knew my golf game was good. I knew that I had the game to win. But you know, it's such a fine line out here. You know, from even just making the cut to missing the cut to winning, it's such a fine line. And I just had it this week, so ended up getting the job done. But it's such a grind. It's something that other people don't understand what we go through. They think it's a luxury life, but you know, there's a lot more things going on behind the scenes that make it look like that.
Yeah, yeah. So, Brett, to win, you shot 19 under par through four rounds. There are times on the Korn Ferry Tour where you might shoot 5 or 6 under and miss the cut, such as the way it is on the Korn Ferry Tour. So how do you keep yourself confident? How do you keep yourself having belief in your own game when you might be playing really well, but you can't get yourself into the weekend, such as the competitive nature of this Korn Ferry Tour?
That's just where the belief comes in, and you just got to keep trusting your process and know that you're playing well. I might shoot 5 under for 2 rounds but miss the cut, but I can't look at that as a negative and think, you know, oh, you know, I missed the cut, you know, get down on yourself. You just got to go into next week and, you know, keep the momentum going. It's just a couple of putts here and there. That's the difference. If you shoot over par and miss the cut, then you know you can start thinking you might need to search for something. But if you're playing good and finishing under par, you just got to keep to your process and get to next week and try and do the same thing, if not a little bit better.
It's a great story of mental strength, I reckon. You have 5 cuts in 18 tournaments leading into this one. And then on Friday, you shoot a 62 and shoot the lights out and really put yourself in a great position. And to be able to still believe not have the jitters or the mindset of, I had a good day, but probably won't happen again, and go on and win it. I reckon it says a fair bit about your mental capacity, Brett. Do you work on that?
I have been working on it. It has been. It's definitely been something that has let me down, for sure. I tend to get in my own way a little bit, and you know, start thinking ahead, and it's definitely it's probably hindered me a little bit. But this week, it was just funny. I felt confident. I was relaxed. I didn't have any of the jitters until 4 holes to go. So it started to feel a few nerves and stuff, but I felt so confident, and I really didn't get nervous. I kind of just knew it was going to happen, which is, you know, it's kind of funny, but
yeah.
And a lot of people say that they just knew it was going to happen, and I'm like, really? And now it has actually happened. I know what it feels like.
So can it?
So calm.
Yeah, well, that's great to hear. It's really interesting to hear that. That mindset, being able to stay in the moment, not look forward or look back and worry about what has or might happen, but just stay in that moment. So it's an unbelievable trait that all great athletes and sports people need to have, and you did that on the weekend. Can it snowball? Can it snowball now? Can you use this as a springboard? Or, I mean, how do you assess the week and what it might mean going forward?
I definitely use this as a springboard. I got to take a lot of confidence out of it I just played one shot at a time. I played my golf. I didn't do anything crazy. And, you know, now it's just, now I know I can believe that I can do it and just do it week in, week out. So it's more of a belief now that I've done it.
Yeah.
When you go a while without winning, as much as you believe you can do it, it does creep into your mind, when's the next win going to come? Am I good enough to do it out here and that kind of stuff? But now I know. So.
Yeah, I'm big on that. I'm big on believing you can through doing, living it to learn it, so to speak. And you've had that moment, I reckon. Hopefully it is a real opening for you to go forward. Does it change your schedule for the rest of the year? Does it affect your programming, your planning, or is it just business as usual from here on in?
Just business as usual. We have 4 events left. We have this week in Chicago, and then we have a week off with the US Open. I'm going to go home and hang out with the family, and then we have 3 in a row, and that's our season over for the year. I'll probably maybe do a couple of Mondays for PGA Tour events in the fall if I can. Just see where it goes from there. But just get myself fit and ready for the start of next year in January.
We're talking to Brett Druitt, who won on the Korn Ferry Tour last week. Brett, as a winner, as you now are, 73rd to 18th on the Korn Ferry Tour point standings, what does that open up now, and what do you have to do to hopefully get your PGA Tour card back through this tour?
Just keep playing good golf and keep building up the points. But I need to finish inside the 25 by the end of next year when our season is over in Portland. If I'm one step closer to a 3-win promotion, another 2 wins and I'm back out on tour. So at least I've got that to really work for now. Two wins seems a lot better than 3. So
yeah.
it's easier to chase down 2 than it is 3.
So they tell me. Well done to you, Brett. And it was nice to have it on Father's Day with the little one there riding a shotgun as well. Good luck to you. Really good to see the Australian golfers around the globe doing great things. And great to see you get the monkey off the back on the weekend. And hopefully those other two are just around the corner. Go get them.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on, guys.